So this is the second draft audio, and it's 8. I'm actually not tired, so I don't know why I'm talking so stilted, but it's 8:30 a.m. and I'm recording right now. I have not slept, but to be honest, I don't really feel that different. But yeah, I hope your day is going well and your week. I hope your week was going well too. I'll shut up now and just talk from the script that we edited. Okay, I'll actually shut up now and talk. Okay. Oh, you're back from vacation with your wife? Oh, how nice. Come here, this room's not booked for a meeting anytime soon. Did you two have fun forgetting about everything at home for a while? It's so nice to get away from all of life's troubles. Oh, wait, I said that wrong. Okay, I'll start over. Oh, you're back from vacation with your wife. Oh, how nice. Come here. This room's not booked for a meeting anytime soon. So, did you two have fun forgetting about everything at home for a while? It's so nice to get away from all life's troubles every now and again. That's why you needed a break, right? I heard things were getting difficult at home just before you left. Like, apparently, you got caught sending messages to another woman. But I'm sure the vacation must have fixed that, right? A week of quiet vanilla makeup sex. Wow. How kinky. No, you're right. She's the only woman you have eyes for. Nobody turns you on as much as she does. That's so cute. You guys are so cute. I just wish I could be in a relationship like you two. My relationships never work out. Their wives usually get mad when they find out about us. Do you think your wife would get mad if she caught us talking like this? Was the sex good enough to convince her? I have a feeling she wouldn't like finding that new intern straddling her husband's lap. Or I could stop. I wouldn't want to cross any boundaries. Go on. Tell me. I don't have to unbutton my shirt. I'm happy to get up and leave if I'm making you uncomfortable. That's what I thought. Speaking of uncomfortable, I can't help but notice your pants. Are they feeling tight for you? You're welcome to take your cock out. Sit there and stroke. Slowly. You need this. After a week of the most basic makeup sex, you want this. Don't fight back. Just give in. She's never gonna make you feel like this. None of her stiff neck blowjobs will make you as hard as being under my control. I know just what you need. Grip your cock tighter. That's right. You know, you wouldn't believe how many of your coworkers have similar problems. Cheating perverts like you are all so similar. You come harder for bratty troublemaking interns than for your own wife's pussy. If only they knew. You like it when I talk about how bad you are, don't you? What? It's not fair if I only have my shirt off. There. So much better. Does your cock throb harder when my soft hands trail around your chest? I can feel your heart pounding. Oh, is this too much for your first day back at work? This was me being nice. I just wanted you to jerk off to my tits, listening to every single word. Then you can get back to doing your job. So we can pretend that this is your last slip up. No more staying later after work. Like as if for some reason you'll suddenly get the resolve to tell me no. You will never be able to say no to me. You're addicted to me. Your cock is mine. So say it. Tell me who owns it. It sounds so cool. Oh my god, I'm sorry. Oh wow, that's a really big sound wave. I'm sorry for being super loud. But that's an interruption because I messed up my way of saying it. So I guess I'll start back from somewhere. I guess that's what a second draft audio is for. I hope you weren't getting too into it there. Jeez, that's rude of me. Okay. I'll start now. You like it when I talk about how bad you are, don't you? What? It's not fair if only my shirt is off. There. So much better. Does your cock throb harder when my soft hands trail around your chest? I can feel your heart pounding. Oh. Is this too much for your first day back at work? This is me being nice. I just want you to jerk off to my tits, listening to every single word. Then you can get back to doing your job. So we can pretend that this is your last slip up. No more staying later after work, like as if for some reason you'll suddenly get the resolve to tell me no. You will never be able to say no to me. You're addicted to me. Your cock is mine. Say it. Tell me who owns it. It sounds so sweet coming out of your mouth. You can be so sweet, you know? Rock your hips while you're fucking your fist for me. Sometimes you wish that I could get out of your mind. I don't think you mean that. You know, the minute you get home, you're just going to autopilot the rest of your evening away until you can get in bed and jerk off to me. I'm the last thing making you feel alive. This cat and mouse game isn't new to me. You're not the first married husband I've lured in. You can keep going on those forget and forgive vacations. You can try to convince your wife that every time you get caught will be the last time. But you'll never convince yourself. Deep down, you just know that the moment you go back home, you're going to relapse. But don't flatter yourself. I don't plan on running away with you. It's just so hot when men are willing to go this far for a good orgasm. We're past the point of being shy. I mean, come on. Remember how bland sex was last week? Did she swallow? Did she offer anal on the final night like a grand finale? Ooh. That really struck a nerve, didn't it? Look at your arm muscles, they're so tense. Fuck me. I don't think your wife would like that. I don't care if you hate me. In fact, I prefer it. Sex is always rougher when it's with someone you hate. Short, quick strokes. Get close to coming. Someone could walk in at any moment. And you wouldn't want that to happen, would you? What if it was your wife? Close your eyes and imagine your wife barging in right now, catching you jerking off to the cute intern's tits. Come on. Show her who really owns your cock. Let's drink it, Steph. In your hand. Oh my God. I don't think I've ever seen you come like that much. Welcome back. Okay, and so that was my second draft audio. I guess I need to work on tones of like how I'm saying the sentences. I'm gonna try again shortly after. I'm probably gonna be sending you two audios right now. So, yeah. Cool. Bye.